Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson and Abby Weinstein. Lori and Abby spend their days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. They talk to parents of struggling students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. They want to share those stories along with their own insights with you. So, let's talk learning disabilities.
Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities. This is Abby.
And this is Lori.
And happy 2022.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We made it.
We made it through 2021. It's been a year of our podcast already.
I can't believe that.
I cannot believe it either. We've had 30 episodes and we appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you for joining us each and every episode. We hope you've gained some valuable knowledge and insight. And keep in mind, we're still open to any suggestions.
Yeah.
If you have topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to email us at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com.
Do you have any hot topics for 2022 that you want us to look at or talk about? We'd be happy to do that.
Absolutely. We would love to cater to your needs. We are going to kick off. This is season 2, episode 1.
Woohoo!
And we'll be continuing our new series, Living With. This series will provide a space for others to share their stories of living with various learning disabilities, as well as perspectives from kids, adults, and parents or loved ones. So if there's anything you want to hear more about, let us know. Today, we have a very special guest. We've got Miss Emily Peterson with us, who is going to talk a little bit about living with ADHD.
And interestingly, today we'll get a perspective not just from the individual, but from a loved one.
From a loved one as well.
Because I'm her stepmom.
That's right.
Gets to live with her. And so I can talk about it from a parenting point of view, too. So
that's a good point.
Like
we're going to
win.
Yeah.
Just when you thought you weren't going to have to hear any more about us talking about it.
A double whammy.
But we're not really talking about our own today. We're just going to talk about Emily. So hi, Emily.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.
All right. So where should we start? Let's start at the beginning.
Let's tell us how old you are and what grade you're in.
I'm 14 and I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Wow. High school. So your first year of high school.
Yes.
Nice. How's that going so far?
It's going okay.
Do you like it?
It's okay.
Okay. If you could go back to middle school, would you?
Ooh.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd go back?
No.
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 The work was easier?
The work was easier, but the experience was harder because of COVID and all that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense,
they
too.
They did have some.
It's so hard
because
it's hard to give you a good, like a normal comparison of what middle school's. I think middle school sucks.
Middle school is very challenging.
It's hard.
Those years are odd and challenging.
And then you
for
had
many
COVID
reasons.
On top of it.
Exactly. So, Emily, you have ADHD.
Yes.
Do you remember when you were first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in third grade.
In third grade. Wow. So that was a long time ago. So you were probably around 8 years old?
Yeah.
8 or 9?
8 or 9, yeah.
8 or 9.
Yeah.
What areas of your life would you say have been impacted by your ADHD?
I'd say that at home and school, just activities that I do every day.
Okay. So activities you do. So what are some struggles you think that you experience that are related to having ADHD in school and at home?
I struggle with focusing. Like in school, I will like blank out or just be staring into space when my teacher is giving a lecture or something.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, I just do my own thing and I don't really pay attention to others sometimes.
When you are in class and you zone out, because we hear that a lot, right? Like we just check out, zone out. What brings you back?
Usually my teacher.
Okay. Like saying, hello, Emily, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever just come back on your own and think, wow, I was just gone for a few minutes? And
it depends. I'll have like something, like it can be a noise or my teacher or another person. Mm-hmm. Like, bring me back, and then I'll realize it.
Is there a class that you feel like it happens in more than others?
The more the teacher talks, the more I tend to zone out.
Well, that's interesting.
That is, because I would actually think it would be the other way around, but it's like the droning on.
The monotony of listening to someone talk, maybe.
And it's like, if they repeat something, I'm like, oh, I already knew.
I got that.
Yeah.
So when you come back, whether it be through teacher redirection or a noise or something else that brought you back, were you completely spaced out? Do you have any idea what's being discussed and what's going on?
No. But I usually, like, if it's a teacher, they usually post notes over it as well. And I just go over that.
So when you kind of come to, so to speak, are you like scrambling, looking around like, what is everyone else doing? You know, what do you, how do you figure out what you just missed? Because sometimes it might be something you need right then. You can't wait till you get the notes.
If it's not on the notes, I ask the person sitting next to me.
Okay. Genius. That's a good strategy. Yeah. So you don't have the type of ADHD where you are bouncing out of your chair and fiddling with things, and you're more, would you say you're more inattentive, or do you have a little bit of both?
Both.
Oh, both. So you fidget and have a hard time sitting still?
I am always fidgeting. It's just, it's not distracting me.
Okay.
Is it distracting others?
Maybe.
Maybe. But you do a lot of, you said earlier, as we look at your note sheet with doodles and drawings all over it, that you doodle a lot.
Yes.
So that's kind of a way of fidgeting without it being distracting to others. So you don't get in trouble a lot in class, do you?
No.
Okay. So she kind of is one of those girls that tends to fly under the radar
Let's talk about what life was like before you got diagnosed. Because when she got diagnosed, she started taking medication, which really helped a lot of that. It helps a lot of the impulsive fidgety stuff.
Yes.
But before you got on medicine, before you got diagnosed, what were some of your struggles back then? Can you remember?
Yes, okay. I can. I talked a lot. Like, I remember I got sent to the principal's office for interrupting a teacher.
Ouch. Ooh.
Yeah.
And wasn't your desk a big mess?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You couldn't find anything you needed?
Because it was like, it was one of those desks that that had the pocket underneath the table part of it.
Right.
And I'd just shove everything in there.
So if your teacher told you to take out your work, was it hard to find what you were needing?
If I even found it.
It was crumpled.
It was crumpled.
Because you shove it in there and you just keep shoving until it sticks. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means it has to be folded.
Yep.
So do you have better organizational skills now, or do you still struggle with organization?
I still struggle with organization, but I'm more organized now than I was before. Like, I have like a folder or like a binder thing, and it's almost like a little file.
That's good.
And I just have them labeled for each class, and I just put my papers in there so I don't have to fold them or crumble them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't get shoved in your backpack.
No, right. Because they're just put in the file, and then I put that in my backpack.
So you have a pretty good organization system for the work itself, right? For the pieces of paper. And but then how do you remember what you need to do? Because just because it's in the folder, that doesn't always mean it's going to get done, right?
I'm not so good at that.
Okay. What have you developed, though? Because I feel like you've been doing a lot better.
I have recently. I actually, there's like, you know, you can get like Chrome extensions.
Mm-hmm.
I got an extension that has like a to-do list, and it always keeps it open for me.
Oh,
it's really nice. And so
we might need to look into that.
Yeah,
it can give me like a time management thing.
It's a great idea.
Like how much minutes it will take and how many breaks you take.
How did you know about this?
I just searched it up.
And how come you haven't shared that with us until now?
Because I just got it.
That's a very cool. Great strategy.
It helped a lot, especially with like exams that I just had.
Yeah. So what is that called again?
We'll have to get it. We'll add it in the show notes because I think that sounds amazing. I think a lot of people would benefit from that. We've got to figure out what it is.
So then you struggle with time management, but you've learned some coping strategies, so to speak, to help a little bit with time management.
It comes with a timer thing.
Mm.
Oh, that's genius.
That is genius. So having a timer and knowing how much time you've been working and how much time you have left to work.
Mm-hmm.
Besides school.
Yes.
So you also play soccer
mm-hmm.
competitively.
Yes.
And which I guess soccer is competitive, so I guess that's redundant, isn't it? But anyway, so you play soccer. So do you notice your ADHD when you play soccer?
Yes.
How?
Well, like, if my ADHD medicine has, like, run out, I can tell because I'll be distracted. I won't focus on my coach. I'll be talking while he's talking. And then I'll get in trouble.
So these aren't things you're doing on purpose, right? Like, when you're talking to your friends, you're not being disrespectful. You're not ignoring the rules.
No.
You're not even thinking about the rules, are you?
No.
It just happens. And then you get in trouble. And then how do you feel?
Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
And like, I knew better.
And you kind of beat yourself up about it a little bit. Some negative self-talk in your brain.
Yes.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
That is frustrating. Very.
So what about with your friends? Like, socially, do you notice... Do they know that you have ADHD?
My friends do.
Okay.
Because they can tell.
How can they tell?
I'll blank out in mid-conversation and then I'll be like, what?
What was I saying?
And or what were you saying?
They could go over the conversation 3 times and I still wouldn't know.
So you can't recall what they were just saying in the conversation?
No.
You miss out on important things.
I miss out on a lot of that stuff.
Are they forgiving?
Yes.
Good. And I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, your friends also have been somewhat of a support system for you, right? Like, you've got a friend, I can't remember who, but that will help you, like, remember where your homework, what's for homework, and, like, send you reminders. And how amazing is that?
That is awesome.
Can you imagine
that's
having
a great
friend?
Support. I mean, well, it's important to really use all the resources that are out there. And your support network, if you have a good, strong support network, is a great resource for you.
Well,
so
the fact that you're
good.
Not afraid to share with them your struggles and that they love you anyway and are willing to do whatever they can to help you, I think that's awesome. And those are friends that are going to be your friends for life, probably.
For sure.
And that's pretty cool.
In class, I sit next to my friends most of the time because in high school, we don't have seating charts, really. Mm. And so, like, a few of my friends will, if I get distracted, they'll tell me to focus. And I can also ask them for help because I know them well.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And you don't get your feelings hurt or offended if they say something to you, right? Those reminders where from somebody else, it might be like, what? Why are they, you know, mind your business kind of thing. But from them, you know, it's totally out of love.
Yeah. I tell them to tell me.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. And that's big of you, too. You don't let it affect your relationship. So you're okay being bossed around, so to speak, by your friends. That's a great strategy to use.
I'm curious as to how much grace you think you give yourself. Like, when you mess up, when you forget to do something and everybody's getting on to you, you know, how much do you beat yourself up and how much do you let it get to you? Or how much do you say, you know what, it's just my ADHD, it is what it is?
If it's something super small, like I forgot to take out the trash, then I'll just say, it's fine, I just got to do it next time. But if it's like, with school assignments, I start to beat myself up over it. And like, if it's a major grade, I beat myself up a lot.
And then at what point do you recognize that's what you're doing and say, like, or do you even recognize it?
Sometimes. Sometimes I just forget about it.
Right.
It varies.
And do you feel sometimes like you feel bad about it and you feel down on yourself.
Yes.
Do you feel like it affects your confidence going into like the next big assignment or the next project or the next day in class? Like right now, I'm probably going to fail this or I'm going to not get a good grade in this class or whatever. Do you feel like it really?
It does, especially like with just being in front of my teacher. I feel embarrassed.
And what's embarrassing about it? Tell me.
Just like, I forget to do their work and I feel like they could take that the wrong way and they like, could think I just don't care about school, which I do.
Especially their class, right?
It just, I struggle in it.
I can see that.
So you are receiving, you have a 504 plan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that went into place last year, right? Kind of? Just in math maybe?
Yeah. Last year it was just in math.
Okay. And what are your accommodations?
So for concept checks, which are like quizzes, I get 5 extra minutes and we have 15 minutes for those. And then tests, I get 15 extra minutes and most tests just go from the entire class. So sometimes I'll stay after and be late to my next class. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll do it like we have advisory, which is like a free period where you go to different classes and study. And sometimes I'll go to advisory and do it.
And are you getting that in all of your classes now?
I am.
And are those the two accommodations? Do you have any others?
I think I can sit wherever I want to.
Like preferential seating?
Yes.
Do you prefer to sit in the front or the back? I mean, where do you think it's better for your focus? I should ask that.
It depends sometimes. Yeah. Like in biology, I sit up front and I focus more. But like in some classes, I sit in the back because that's where less people are seated.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I can focus and it's more quiet back there.
That's smart.
Do you feel like that those accommodations have made a big difference?
Yes.
And really, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you had it in math and you requested to add it to the other classes,
yes.
Right? So you were definitely seeing some big improvements.
Mm-hmm. Because yeah, like yeah. When I, in the beginning of the year, I had it just with math and I struggled with all my other tests except for math.
Hmm.
And then that's when I knew I needed it in every other class.
Well, good
that's
for
awesome.
You. Yeah. Way to be aware and to self-advocate for
I
your
know.
Own needs.
Because usually students your age aren't comfortable doing that. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing or awkward mm-hmm. or whatever. So that's awesome.
That is awesome. So do your teachers give you reminders back to tasks and redirection? Do they do it verbally or do they tap on your desk or tap on your shoulder? How do they redirect you in class and
so,
get you back, bring you back?
Depends on the teacher.
It depends on the teacher. Like one of my teachers, I sit in front of him, so he'll just come up to my desk and tell me to focus on
mm-hmm.
again. But I have one teacher, she sits on the opposite side of the room, but like I'm still sitting at the front. It's just her desk is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll yell across the classroom.
Nice. How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
A little embarrassed.
I bet.
But better that now I can focus more on my task because I don't want to get embarrassed again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you remember back to like first and second grade? Any like are there anything that happened that stand out to you as like really hurt your feelings or that were a result of your ADHD? Like I can remember one, but I'm just wondering if you remember anything.
There are a few, like the one I told you about how I got sent to the principal's office for
yes.
interrupting the teacher. I would talk a lot mm-hmm. and I would also just get distracted from everything. And one time we were watching a video over something and it was like a long video. And I just said, I don't care. I'm not going to pay attention to this. And so I fell asleep and I woke up and everyone was in line about to leave for lunch. And the teacher just left me there.
Oh no.
And told everyone to be quiet.
Oh, that's terrible.
That yeah. is terrible. So you must have been so humiliated when you woke up.
I was so embarrassed.
She figured, we'll just give her a natural consequence
right.
of having her.
Mm-hmm. Did you sleep in that class again?
No.
Yeah. I mean, it worked, kind
right.
of. I mean,
yeah.
not the right way to go about it. But
like, for the rest of elementary, I never slept in a class.
Good for you.
Which is funny because like you would think most people aren't sleeping in class. But when you have ADHD and you, the boring feeling, mm-hmm. that feeling of just being so bored, it puts you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You are tired beyond all, you know, imagination, even if you had a great night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people have a hard time understanding. I mean, I know I slept through lots of classes, not to be disrespectful. I was physically just
right.
like, it was all I could do to keep my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not going to let me fidget,
your brain shuts down.
It totally shuts down. It's the worst feeling ever.
Especially when it's not interesting or meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any classes that are just so engaging and fun that you have no problem staying focused, or teachers?
I do.
And that helps, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Are they engaging in the way they speak, the way they talk? Is it just lots of activities? Do things move fast? Like, what do you feel about it is really?
When things move fast, I can focus in the beginning, but once they start moving, like they get faster and faster, I start getting behind because
right.
I write slow and I sometimes I'm thinking about a whole bunch of other things and then I miss something and then it just goes downhill. But like I'm in orchestra
mm-hmm.
and just playing music the entire time kind of just helps me focus more because I only focus on one thing.
Right.
Which I find so interesting. Like that, you've really fought to keep that orchestra class because we've actually tried to talk you out of it to have another elective, but she's really fought to keep it because you feel like
you do
it's
well.
Your time of the day where you can actually refocus, which
that's
I
great.
Had never thought about that before,
no,
but you are, you
great.
Have to focus on those notes and one thing at a, you can't really be thinking about anything else, can you? It's almost like meditation
it's like your brain likes music and thrives in that musical environment. So what a great thing to know about yourself too. When you're studying, it might be even helpful to experiment with listening to instrumental music.
We have done that, haven't we?
We have.
Really?
And I also did one of my science fair projects over that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How cool.
And the instrumental, so we've gone round and round about this too, because sometimes you like to listen to regular music, like music with words, which I think, of
course,
would be terribly distracting.
Same.
You don't find it to be distracting, do you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to respect her brain and how it works differently than mine, because I would want to sing along and then I would not be thinking about what I'm doing, where you feel like the music, any kind of music helps you focus.
I like to like take out all the background noises because any other noise that I don't know is happening distracts me.
Mm-hmm.
But like with music, it just takes away all the background noises, all the distractions, and I can focus on one thing.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you to know
even
that.
Even with words.
Even with words.
That's pretty cool.
That's, I notice I can focus better at work when I'm listening to music, when I'm doing things, working on long written assignments, tasks, reports.
Even with words,
see? Listening to music with words. But
apparently
if I'm reading, well, no, if I'm trying to read something, I have to listen to music without lyrics,
right?
Just instrumental.
It's too many words.
The words distract me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, if I'm just doing work or a chore or a task, I can focus better with music also, even with lyrics. So that's a great strategy to know about yourself. So sounds like in addition to the medication helping you tremendously, you've learned some coping strategies. You use technology, you use doodling, you use your friends, your support system. Are there any other strategies you can think of or coping skills you've come up with over the years?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The folder system that
the
she talked about
system.
Was cool. That was
That's
really
right.
good.
That is good. The binder.
And I think for you, the consistency, you know, always doing it the same way.
And like, so with my ADHD medication, I have like a little booster pill that if I have some big homework or just a lot of homework after school and my ADHD medicine is like running out sort of, I'll take that and it'll help me be even more focused for my homework after school.
That's great.
Does your medicine still affect your appetite?
It does, but it's gotten to the point where I've learned to manage it.
What do you mean?
I eat a lot of snacks. But there's definitely a difference between days when I'm not on my medication and when I am. But I still eat a decent amount when I'm on my medication.
Right.
That's
do you eat
good.
Lunch?
Sometimes.
At school, because there's a carved out time.
Yeah.
And everyone else is eating. At home, if you're at home, you forget.
I do forget.
Unless someone asks.
And you don't really have an appetite? You're not really that hungry?
Most of the time when I'm on my medication, I'm just not hungry. I just know I have to eat.
Okay. So some people do have that side effect from medication that it suppresses their appetite. But as long as you still tell yourself, I need to eat, and you know you need to eat, you can eat and maintain a healthy weight.
It's mostly just your brain telling you you're not hungry,
but
you can sometimes feel that your body is actually hungry sometimes.
That's interesting.
The stomach growling.
Yes, there's definitely that.
What about sleep?
I sleep. My ADHD doesn't affect my sleep.
Or the medicine.
No.
You fall asleep pretty easy.
I fall asleep pretty easy.
And you get up pretty, I mean.
I get up really well.
You really do.
Good. That's great. Yeah, a lot of people do worry that if they take a stimulant medication, they're not going to be able to go to sleep at night.
We hear that a lot.
We do hear that a lot.
I used to take melatonin every night before bed. But now that I've just taken it, it's kind of just like a habit to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still take
it?
I take it sometimes.
Yeah. I know with melatonin too, because it kind of builds up.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of build up a tolerance of
sorts. But also with melatonin, it was a little harder to wake up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like it made me feel like drowsy.
In the morning.
Immediately in the morning.
Hmm.
If there's something that you could tell other people who don't have ADHD, like, how would you describe it to somebody, or what would you like them to know about it?
That it's not really that person's fault that they can't focus or they're not organized, but if they had help, it'd be 100% better.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
And sometimes it's, you don't even know that.
Good to know.
You need to ask for help.
Yeah.
Or how to ask for help.
That's why it's better if the other person knows as well, because that way they know that even if you don't want to ask for it, they know you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can just automatically help you without you asking.
Which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's good that your teachers know that
yes.
you have ADHD and you have a 504 plan. And it's good that your parents know and your friends know. And
mm-hmm.
that way it doesn't negatively affect your relationships either, right?
Yes.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Some people want to keep it a secret and think it's very, you know, hush, hush.
Right. It's like embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Really, it's important.
It's even better if other people know.
Any of your friends have ADHD?
I have one.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I'm surprised. I mean, I think there'd be more. It seems like it mm-hmm. feels like it's more common, but mm-hmm.
But like their ADHD is very different than mine. Like they focus much better.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's, and I don't know how, but they're just very organized. And the more they stay organized, the more they focus more and all
really?
That.
I think just everyone's got it looks different for everybody.
It does look different for everybody.
Really quick, you took the PSAT in this last fall. Did you get extra time on that?
The PSAT.
I don't think you did you?
I did not.
Okay. And you did really, really well on it. Really well.
Good for
without
you.
Without the extra time, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But knowing moving forward, wow. you could get extra time. I can't even imagine what you could do then.
Yeah.
Do you remember taking that? Do you remember if you ran out of time?
I didn't answer, I think it was 9 questions.
Wow. So imagine had she,
she
killed
it,
though. I was super excited for her.
That's awesome. Good for you, Emily. It sounds like you're thriving.
If that soccer thing doesn't work out, I think the academic scholarship might come in handy.
That's awesome. And you play soccer. Do you play every day?
I used to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But now that I'm doing high school, I practice every day, and then I have 2 practices a week with club.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot of physical activity every
yes.
day, too. Do you think that helps your ADHD?
It helps mine a lot.
It does.
I'll go walking with Lori and mm-hmm. my dad sometimes in the mornings, and that helped me a lot with just focusing more in the mornings.
Yeah, working out in the morning
great.
Is huge, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
But I think the working out at night helps you sleep.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Helps you wind down.
Wind down. Good for
you. So as you look forward, like you've got 3 more years of high school, then we're looking at college. Do you feel like you've got a pretty good plan and that you're not as concerned about your ADHD getting in the way, or are there still some things that worry you that are coming up?
There are definitely going to be some things that worry me.
Okay.
Especially because I won't have as much help from other people right. when I go to college mm-hmm. and I'm not around my parents or you.
Or your friends.
Or my friends. They
right.
won't be able to help me.
You have to start all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of those concerns that you have, if you don't mind sharing them with us?
Time management and procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lori will tell me a lot, did you get all your work done? And, like, my mom, she used to check my Google Classroom, which is where all my assignments were,
mm-hmm.
every night before I went to bed to make sure I turned them all in.
Oh.
So having those reminders
was
a huge help,
yes.
right?
Absolutely.
But I feel like you still have 3 more years of kind of practicing
mm-hmm.
and starting to take over some of that stuff on your own, right?
Yes.
So by the time you are ready to go to college, you will have then developed the routines and the
mm-hmm.
habits to be doing that on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And there's also good technology resources out there, too, to help with time management and organizational skills. So keep searching for those things, just like you found the extension you're using on your computer.
We could all just move to wherever you're going to college and just go to your dorm with
you. Would you like that for us to just follow
you? She's like, well, maybe not.
I think technology is a big thing. Like, other than the app that I use for my Chrome extension for getting my organization, I also take notes on my iPad with an app called GoodNotes. And it, like, I can search up any word that I want. And it'll find that word in all of my notes that I've taken. And, like, you can create special notebooks for every class.
That is so
cool. It's really nice.
That is awesome.
And you can...
Good notes.
It also makes flashcards for it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It makes your own flashcards.
So I think technology is like a win-win because it has all these handy things. Plus, we like gadgets. We like the new and the shiny, and that helps, too. So it keeps us engaged.
Exactly.
That is awesome. More exciting. We'll have to add that one, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard of that one either. That's awesome.
Definitely.
It costs money.
That's all right.
We paid for it.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it.
You're using it, right?
Absolutely.
I'm using it.
As long as,
good for you.
That is awesome. Well, thank you for being in here today and sharing all this. This is awesome. And I think it helps parents and teachers and other people who have ADHD that are maybe a little bit more nervous about kind of putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're here to say that it helps and let people know, and there's nothing to be ashamed about.
There's nothing to be ashamed. And you can thrive. You don't have to just struggle. You can learn. You've gotten help. You've gotten support. You've found resources. And you're
just
thriving.
Finished your first semester as a freshman, right? You are in honors and pre-AP classes. And you ended up with over a 3.0, like 3 point something. Like, she killed it.
Wow, Emily. Good for you.
Thank you.
And that is awesome.
She rocked the PSAT. I mean, she's...
She is doing really well. I'm impressed.
You are a success story.
When I was your age, I was not doing that well.
We talked about that now.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Good for you. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Feel good about it. Thank you so much for sharing with us today and with our listeners.
So if you guys have anything that you would like to hear from us, again, letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com. We are going to have some other people here to share some of their experiences with different learning disabilities and struggles that they've had, just because, again, we feel like it could be so valuable. This has been awesome. I hope everyone's having a happy new year so far.
Absolutely.
And we will see you guys in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great
rest
of your week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.